You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by HomeWatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and their loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
News Talk 1360 WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with your host, Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. And now, Caring Connections.
Thank you for joining us today for this episode of Caring Connections on 1360 WCHL. Today, we will be discussing how to keep a home decluttered in preparation for a move in a long-term care community with Olding Adult Moving expert Karen White. Karen is a geriatric specialist who handles the complete move and downsizing for seniors who are making the transition into a retirement community. As an expert who handles all of the details, she makes the process completely stress-free. Karen holds a master's degree in geriatric counseling and started the Right Moves in 1999. Welcome, Karen.
Good morning, Nicole. Thank you.
Thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you.
This is going to be a great topic. I know moving is an issue for people of all ages, but I can imagine it's an even bigger issue for folks who perhaps have lived in a home for many, many years.
Oh, it's a huge issue. And clearly, downsizing at 80 is so much different than downsizing at 40 or 50 or even 60.
I don't know. I'm sure it is, but I'm picturing moving not too far off, and I still have baby stuff, and I have all the infant stuff, and what do I get rid of when? So I think it's an issue for everybody, for
it
sure.
It is.
For sure. But I'm sure the sentimental value grows and grows as you get older and older. So you brought with you some top 10 things that people don't know about downsizing that probably should. And I thought I would highlight a few of those today. One of them, which I think is very true, attics and garages are the most difficult but need to be included in the process.
Oh, yes, that is very interesting. I mean, when was the last time you actually went up into your attic?
Yeah, not for
and
a while.
And picture being 80. Do you think too many people at 80 go up into their attic? Just the other day, that was the very first thing we did. Was empty the attic.
Wow.
And absolutely everything went out because she hadn't been up there in 30 years.
Wow. It must be fun to go through all those surprises in some ways.
It's very interesting, but most of it people don't want.
Yeah.
And they don't need.
Yeah. Another thing that you talked about was paperwork is also a part of downsizing, which is good and often ignored and multiplies rapidly. Oh, yes. Especially this tax season. Aren't we all well aware of that right now?
It's everywhere. And if people could just realize that they just have to make a simple filing solution to their paperwork problem. And it's getting easier now because people, well, especially people our age, we don't have as much paperwork because we do everything online.
Yep.
But that's not true for that generation. We do need to corral it, if you will, somehow.
Sort of as a wild beast, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Downsizing at age 80 is much different than downsizing age 50. You alluded to that a minute or two ago.
It is much different. First of all, there's health reasons. Mm-hmm. People at 80 are not going to have the stamina to work like people at 50. They're just not going to put in a day's work of decluttering and downsizing. Mm-hmm. So they need to go slowly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, whether that is working an hour a day or 2 hours a day, it's not going to be something that you work every day on. So it's a long process.
So the Right Moves, what a great name for a company for moving folks. I love that. And what really led you to start this company?
Well, what led me, that's an easy one to answer because it all happened during the time when my own parents were moving from their family home of about 40 years.
Okay.
So they chose to retire. They didn't go to a retirement community, but they did downsize into a smaller condo and needed help.
Okay.
So I still lived in the area at the time. This was in Michigan. And I was able to work my schedule around theirs. And that's when the idea came to me because I figured other people needed help as well. So I started, I did a lot of research, and I started the business in Florida, actually in 98, 99. And then in 2004, I moved here and kept the business going here in North Carolina.
So it seems like a big transition from counseling to moving, although I'm sure you use your counseling skills on a regular basis.
I do, because most of my counseling focused on seniors and transitional times.
Okay. And this is a big one.
It's a huge one.
Perfect. Okay, so what would you say some of the most major obstacles are that seniors face when making a decision to move to, say, a retirement community from the home they've lived in for 40 years?
I would have to say that major obstacle is actually getting rid of things. It's daunting to go to look at somebody's house. They've been in there, and I've had clients, they've been in their house for 60 years.
Wow.
And they're 88 years old. Mm-hmm. And they may go visit a retirement community and they come back home. They love the idea, but there is no way they are going to ever be able to empty their house and get it on the market. So I would have to say that might be the major thing that prevents people from making that decision. And plus, people have accumulated. They've been living in that home for 60 years and they have a history. And it's very, very hard for most people to let go of those items that they've accumulated.
So is it more of just the idea of just downsizing in general that prohibits people, or is it the attachment to the sentimental items or a combination?
I think it's both. It's definitely both. It's definitely both. But once the process gets going, it's amazing how quickly they start realizing they don't really need all of these things. You know, they... I think it's a matter of people can live with it as a memory, and they don't really need to have that snow globe that they picked up, you know, 30 years ago. They can think about the experience and not have to have the item to go with it.
And decide who to give it to or where to donate it to. Wow. So you're not really your average moving company then. It sounds like you sit there and help the person process and make decisions.
Absolutely.
It's not a matter of
it
just boxing
not,
things
I,
up.
No,
so what's,
I am
the, what's
not
the difference?
The difference is, and there's a big difference, because a moving company needs to do just that. Mm-hmm. They need to just get in the morning, pack up, and leave that afternoon. That's what they do. That's how they make their money. And that's the right way for a lot of people to do it.
Right.
Moving for seniors who are going to a smaller environment is completely different. First of all, we need to take our time.
Okay.
We can't rush through this process.
What's the process look like?
The process is I get a call, I come out, I do an evaluation, and if they decide to go with me, we might take 2 months, we might take 3 months, 4 months even.
Okay.
And it's just little by little, you know, we whittle through rooms one at a time.
So do you just sort of do that piece, or do you actually help move as well?
Oh, I do the
whole
thing. The entire move.
Kit and caboodle.
I have movers that I've worked with here in North Carolina since I came, and they're wonderful, and they know what I need. I know how they work. And then it's not only the move and the downsizing, it's the whole setup of the new residence.
Okay.
So when they come to their new place, wherever it is, it is completely finished. Everything is done. Beds are made. Cupboards are
put away.
Ready to go.
Wow.
Closets are all organized. The paintings are all hung. And more importantly, and especially today, which is different than even 5-6 years ago, is all the electronics are hooked up. So all the computers are put together. You know, the Wi-Fi, the all televisions are hooked up.
Wow.
And, you know, we didn't have that. I used to move people, you know, 10 years ago, we didn't even have to think about bringing computers.
Wow.
Let alone Blu-ray players.
So it sounds like the whole process is taken care of from beginning to end.
It is, definitely.
Well, we're going to take a short break. I'm here today with Karen White with The Right Moves, talking about how to prepare a home for a move into a long-term care community on 1360 WCHL, and we'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Karen White, geriatric specialist and owner of The Right Moves, talking about how to prepare a home for a move into a long-term care community on 1360 WCHL. And I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, so we sort of got into the how this all works. So let's get into the meat and potatoes of what we need to be doing here. In your experience, what areas of the home do seniors struggle with the most in keeping organized and clutter-free? I know areas I struggle with, but I wonder if it's the same.
I'd have to say that seniors seem to struggle with the most with the kitchen and the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works out with you, but the kitchen, first of all, they have way too many things.
How many Tupperwares? I know me. Mine explode out of my cabinet on a regular basis.
And the food.
Yeah.
The food. I remind them to keep things simple, but and that people eat less when they age.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And they have enough food in their pantry.
It's like a bomb shelter.
Oh, my gosh. I have to remind them, they are not still feeding six teenagers.
Right.
So it's unfortunate because I end up spending so much time throwing out food.
Probably
that
expired.
Expired. And, you know, the other we end up taking to the food bank, but there's so much waste.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's a tough habit to break for them.
Yeah.
And then the bathrooms are the same way. And if I was going to give one tip to seniors today on the bathroom, it is use up one product. That one body lotion before you buy another one.
Yeah.
Because we usually have about 15 going.
Yeah. Well, I do that too.
All right. That's my tip for you.
I'm so sorry. My head is hung low here. Okay. So what about some simple tips that you can give for keeping clothes from multiplying in closets? I know that's why I feel like this has been written for me.
There's nothing simple about clothes. I don't even know where to begin with clothes sometimes. First of all, why do we all have so many clothes?
I don't know.
That is the first question, and I don't think there's ever going to be an answer. But what I have learned over the past 14 years is that most people keep way too many clothes that they will never wear.
Mm-hmm.
So I do have a one-year rule, though, that a lot of people don't like to listen to.
What
and that is,
it?
If you have not worn this piece of clothing in the past year, you are never going to wear it. Except that, of course, at one of my seminars, I gave, there was a woman there who got very, very upset,
mm-hmm.
who said to me, that is not possibly true. She was about 80, and she said she still had all of her clothes from her college years.
Oh.
So that I just don't think that's going to work for everyone, especially if you're downsizing.
Yeah.
So the rule of thumb in clothing is if it's old, if it doesn't fit, if it has stains, it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get that under control, you can keep it in check by doing the one simple thing.
What's
and
that?
And that is when you buy one new piece of article, you get rid of an old one.
Oh, that's painful. I've taken over my entire bedroom closet. My husband's been relicked into the children's closet. He reminds me of that on a regular basis.
And what happens when your children get a little older and they may want a few more clothes?
I know, but luckily it's boys, so far they're...
You might not have to worry.
Oh, dear. Okay. How about photography? I know now we're in the digital age of photography, but I even
not
know my parents
then.
Have albums and albums and stacks and stacks.
And
what do we do?
It's not so much the albums. It's all the loose photos people have never done anything
mm-hmm.
with. It's clearly a common problem, and you're right, they multiply. So I've started working with clients on separating photos of family members
mm-hmm.
and families of, generational.
Okay.
And we put them into different albums.
Okay.
And then the seniors are very open to sort of sending all those old photos to children because they'd be passed on to them anyway.
Well,
and then
nice.
They can decide what they want to do with them. Then I try and trim those down
mm-hmm.
and we just keep a few family albums in their new residence. You know, something
the
small
special ones.
To fit their home. But I have to say, sometimes it works, but other times maybe not so much.
It's hard to give
those
up.
So really, I'm going to be honest here and say sometimes we just give up and put them in boxes and put them in the closet because there just really is no other way of doing it. You can't, there's only so much you can get rid of.
Yeah, I mean, you often hear people saying if their house were on fire, what's the first thing they're going to grab is their photos. So people are very attached.
And that's a nice thing, too, for families to work on together.
Mm-hmm.
When kids come from out of town, because most of my clients' children live out of town.
Sure.
So if that's something that kids want to spend some time with their family, with their parents, that's a wonderful way of doing it and
mm-hmm.
just sort of creating albums. And a lot of the younger people and even girls in their teen years are doing scrapbooking.
Right.
And they could do that with their grandparents.
What about scanning the photos or making them digital? Or do you recommend that at all? Or?
Lately, we're doing a lot of work with the old slides.
Okay.
Oh, so the kids are taking the old slides. We'll ship them to them, and then they
convert them. Wow. Yeah. Even the VHS, I'm thinking of all the things in my house now, the VHS tapes, what are we going to do with those? And yeah. And even I don't even remember what it was called, but when I was a child, we had the, my parents had a video camcorder type thing, but it wasn't a camcorder. It actually had a tape.
It's the reel to reel.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know. Can they convert those?
I think they can.
Wow.
Can they
That's
do
amazing.
Just about anything.
Okay. So let's see what else we want to talk about here. How about the best way of eliminating items throughout this whole process? What would you recommend? How do you make a decision of what to keep and what to toss?
Well, what I'm really telling my clients now when we get rid of things is clearly there's going to be things that we just need to toss,
right?
To dump, and you know, best way to do that is to literally go to the landfill with it. But what I'm telling my clients about things that might have some value is to donate.
Okay.
Because today, there is so much out there. So many consignment shops are overloaded. And, I mean, if you look at Craigslist and on eBay, they just get lost.
Right.
I can't say that was true even 10 years ago. You know, they're plenty of things could be sold that way, but not today, because more and more people are hitting that age where they're downsizing.
Right.
So we're just swamped with things. So to get your best bang for your buck, donate. And I create a complete form of donated items and it's recognized by the IRS.
Oh, okay.
And I prepare it completely for my clients, and they just hand it to their tax person.
Okay.
And it's perfect. I mean, I've had write-offs recently of $18,000.
Wow.
Which can be used over, 3-4 years, and it's wonderful.
Wonderful. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here today with Karen White from The Right Moves, talking about preparing for a move on 1360 WCHL, and we'll be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on News Talk 1360 WCHL is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. And now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. I'm here today with Karen White, geriatric specialist, talking about the preparations it takes to move into a long-term care retirement community on 1360 WCHL. And I'm your host, Nicole Bruno. Okay, so this is a burning question I've had, and I wanted to save it to the end. It is a very sensitive topic, and my family's experienced this actually directly. Should I ask for family members to help me in this process?
Oh, that's a great question. And I get asked that all the time, actually. So I guess the best way to answer that is it depends on the relationship a senior actually has with their family members. And the other part, too, is often children live out of town, and it's not practical for them to really come to where the senior is to do that kind of work. They probably can't take the time off. And the other thing is, if they come and just for the weekend, you're not going to get that much done on a weekend, and it puts way too much stress on everyone. And obviously, at that age, stress is not something seniors really need to have.
Right.
So, and finally, there's a lot of issues sometimes in families where parents and children have not resolved these over the years.
Right. And some people are more attached to something, like the children might be more attached.
Children are saying, you can't get rid of that. And,
you know, that's where I did my first.
That's right.
I even remember my own family. There was, and it's, my brother and I have a great relationship, but my mom had this cup that we used for Santa Claus when we were growing up little.
Yeah.
And he had kids first and I had kids second. And he didn't ask for the cup for his daughter, but I wanted it for my kids. And there was like this sort of who's going to get the cup to get for Santa's
and
milk?
And imagine that just over a little cup.
Right.
Imagine the other things right. that people can get crazy about.
Yeah.
So, you know, the good thing is, though, that I'm seeing more and more seniors that want to handle the downsizing and move on their own. Mm-hmm. And I think that is a great idea because that way the kids can come and visit when it's all finished,
mm-hmm.
and then they can actually spend some quality time together and have fun.
Have you ever heard of the idea, and actually this happened in my husband's family, where you would go into the home and everyone would sort of put a sticky note on the things that they wanted sort of underneath?
Yes.
So that
yes.
when the time comes, there's no question.
I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. And then it's just a matter of, you know, whether the kids want to come and get it or, and I've had a lot of clients ship those mementos to
sure.
people.
Sure.
It's just however, and if they've taken the time to do that before.
Whatever works.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you don't have to make all these decisions
no.
later on. How about, you know, moving is stressful for anybody, no matter what stage of life, but do you find that most seniors feel good about making this major change after all the work is said and done, you know, after you've adjusted for a few months into your new home?
Oh, this is my favorite part because, yes, definitely.
Do you go back and visit?
I do. In fact, just the other night, my husband uh-huh. and I went to dinner with a couple.
Sure.
Yep. It was wonderful. And, yes, most feel very good about making the change and the downsizing. And I could say they were probably hesitant in the beginning.
Sure, sure.
But when it's all done and their new home is completely
what
set
a relief.
Up, everything's in its place, there is a great feeling. And it's about living lighter and having things organized in their life again.
So in the last few seconds that we have here, do you have a few resources you'd like to share?
I do. Well, you've told them about me.
Mm-hmm.
People can read more about me and learn more about my company
sure.
at therightmoves.net.
Sure, perfect.
And you can also Google
okay.
senior downsizing, which is a great resource.
Okay.
There's different things to look at there. And there's a lot of books out on just simple tips for decluttering. And one final thing I might say is that you can call retirement communities in your area to ask about moving seminars that they're going to have, because I've done quite a few of them and more are encouraging seniors to attend.
Great. Well, thank you for joining Karen White and I today as we discussed preparing to move into a long-term care community on 1360 WCHL. And as always, you may email your caring issues to caring@1360wchl.com.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as for those people afflicted with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers and can be heard Saturdays at 10 a.m. Email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of News Talk 1360 WCHL.